Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
More about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Stephen King back on the show. Steve's the president and the CEO of Growth Force. It's an organization that offers QuickBooks-centric smart back office services and integrates and seamlessly into your financial operation. He's the author of several e-books, The CEO's Guide to Increasing Profits, The CEO's Guide to a bunch of other stuff, including a brand new one, CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow, which is what we're going to talk about today. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations on the new book.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. I mean, you know, Growth Force is a fractional share of an outsourced accounting department for companies that use QuickBooks. So we, studied over 1,000 small businesses to see what's the difference between those that are successful and those that have struggled. And, you know, our last ebook was Keeping Score, which really talked about the specific metrics that Growth Force's outsourced accounting department delivered. But what we found was that the real difference in the companies that were wildly successful was they had a conscious plan to grow the business while improving cash flow. And most business owners struggle. The bigger they get, the more cash flow problems they have.
Well, that's because they don't understand the relationship they're not tracking the relationship between accounts payable days and accounts receivable days, right? That's a lot of it, isn't it?
Yeah, and just, you know, the big opportunity that we've found is automating and putting in best practices, just really the kinds of tools and technologies that are available to smaller businesses today never were available, you know, when they were only available to Fortune 500 companies. So that's where it gets really exciting.
Well, especially the integrating part. You know, we've always had the ability to, I mean, I've been managing, I manage my cash on an Excel spreadsheet myself, you know, for my own edification and my own business, besides what my accounting folks do. I do my own, and it's on the same Excel spreadsheet model I built, you know, 30 years ago,
right.
Probably. I transferred it over from Corel. Remember Corel?
But it's
the same. It's the same formulas, right? The same models, and so I know if I need cash in October, I know in July.
Right.
I might know in January, and I call my banker and say, hey, in July, hey, I'm gonna need a little sugar in October. He says, okay. Now that makes a banker happy when you can tell them that much in advance. They don't feel bad about it. It doesn't bother them that you need cash. They're proud of you for knowing that much in advance.
Yep.
And that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, the integration and the automation piece is really magical. So, you know, QuickBooks has built out an ecosystem. It's not just a general ledger. It's a fully, it's a full platform for small businesses that allows you to be able to automate the billing, the collections, and the cash application. And we got to go through the details in our CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow. I mean, if when you combine that with some best practices, I got a chance to be an Inc. 500 speaker, so I commissioned a survey of best practices for cash flow. That became the foundation for this book. And the best companies don't call their clients to get paid the 30 days when the bill is past due. What we do for our clients is we call 5 days before you start the work and call up and say, hi, I'm Stephen King. I'm the accounting department for Chief Outsiders is one of our clients. And we see that you just signed a contract with us, and I'm responsible for making sure that all the billing and the accounting gets done correctly. So, the terms of our contract, let's review them. Let's review how you pay your bill and understand the timing and what kind of receipts and backup and what's the approval process.
What do you need from us, right?
Right. A proactive customer service call will avoid a reactive collections call.
Because for one thing, very, very basic, on a very basic level, it keeps you on their mind. It puts you right up there in the top of mind, doesn't it?
And it makes you look very professional because you're buttoned down on every aspect of your business. So when you start that contract, you're already starting with a position of respect.
And the people who are writing those checks appreciate when a partner is calling up to help them because they can use all the
make
help they get. Hold on to
make
that thought. I need a website, Stephen.
www.growthforce.com.
Growthforce.com. The new book is called The CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow. It's an ebook. 20 tales. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.